Ian's got some breaking news. We didn't break in with this a few minutes ago, but we just got this, and let's get this on now. But there's some breaking news about Project 2025. With all that we've said about Project 2025, why are they reacting? I mean, we've said a lot of things about how we should be concerned about what's in Project 2025, which would be implemented if Donald Trump wins the election. Why are they apparently responding to this?
I just got an alert from the Washington Post on my phone. They say Project 2025 is winding down its policy operations and its director, former Trump administration personnel official Paul Dance. Again, the director of Project 2025 worked in the Trump White House. He's off. He's out. He's quitting. He's departing. And the Heritage Foundation also has distributed new talking points, encouraging participants to emphasize that the project does not speak for Trump. The former president has repeatedly distanced himself from Project 2025. Senior Trump advisor Susie Wiles reportedly called the Heritage Foundation, instructing them to stop promoting Project 2025 because the Trump campaign wanted to disavow the project. Trump started saying so in his own social media posts. And now they're saying that anybody involved in Project 2025 will be barred from employment in a second Trump administration.
Well, that seems like a big change.
That's a huge change. That's a sea change, as they call it.
So why are they changing? There must be some truth in what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
There must be some truth to the concern that many people have over Project 2025. Now, this doesn't mean that it's not going to go into effect if Trump wins.
No.
But it means that they realize the strategy here is, hey, shut up about Project 2025.
Stop talking about it.
We've got to keep this a damn secret.
Yes.
Don't talk about the good. Don't talk about it. Just shut up about it because, you know, if Trump wins, we'll get it in there. We'll do it. But don't talk about it because it's going to cause people to not vote for Trump. So in other words, if what I have been talking about with Project 2025 is bogus, if it's not true, if my concerns are not real, then why are they changing? Why is Project 2025 changing? They're changing because it's scary AF. Because there's stuff in there that is really frightening in terms of changing our democracy. And they don't want that to be part of the campaign because they think that the more people know about Project 2025, the fewer people are going to vote for Trump.
Here's the way I'm kind of trying to contextualize this right now is that you sometimes hear what's the right way to put this? Trump is not the cause of the problems in the Republican Party. He's a symptom of them, right? You have the Republican establishment lying about what they're going to do, making promises they can't keep for the last 20 or 30 years. Then somebody comes in at the last minute, at the 5-yard line, and steals the football and says the quiet part out loud. And Republican voters love him for it because they sense appropriately that they have been used, that they have been lied to and abused and discarded by the DC establishment. So now Trump has the football and he wants to be the one who's controlling the narrative. But then the Heritage Foundation, which is the DC establishment, says, oh, we can take the power back here if we say the quiet part out loud. So now what this shows me is that there's now a sort of new front opening in the battle between the MAGA movement and the DC establishment. That's what this fault line is here, because the Heritage Foundation thought, hey, we can sneak this in a second Trump campaign and get what we want. Whether or not it's what actually Trump wants, this is what we deign the American people will get.